This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hour 5, GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. 2 hours from right now, you are going to have Rangers baseball right here on the radio station as the broadcast starts at 8, so you get 1 hour of Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake coming up here at 7 o'clock. Let's get everything updated here on your Texas Rangers, though, with the Woolly Bully. Here's Zach.
Well, we had a nice start for Jacob DeGrom today as he went ahead and, well, he was in the backfield. So he was taking on minor leaguers.
Oh.
For Jacob DeGrom. Because the Rangers played tonight, obviously. So he wasn't pitching. It'll be John Gray that gets the start tonight in their game. But Jacob DeGrom, 3 scoreless innings against Cleveland minor leaguers. And the curveball is one pitch he's starting to try and work out right now, according to Jared Sandler. But always great to see 3 scoreless frames, no matter who it's up against, for one, Jacob DeGrom. So just love to see him getting in quality work. And I can't wait to see him pitch the finale of that opening series at home against Boston as we get closer and closer to opening day. This is going to be so exciting. And in fact, we had MLB.com rank the top 10 pitching staffs. Rangers came in at number 9 as a top 10 staff right now in Major League Baseball. I think this is something that could raise.
Oh, you significantly.
Rise throughout the season, 100%. But at least on paper right now, you have the Padres at 10 with Cease, Michael King, Yu Darvish, Nick Pivetta, Kyle Hart. Then Texas with Eovaldi, DeGrom, Gray, Malley, Rocker. You've also got key relievers and Martin, Garcia, Webb, Armstrong, Mark Church. They've got listed here. But the only American League teams that are ahead of the Rangers, the Royals with Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, Michael Lorenzen, and Chris Bubich. You had 2 former Rangers there in Reagans and Lorenzen. I think the Rangers have a chance to be better than them. And then you've also got the Red Sox, Garrett Crochet, Walker Buehler, Tanner Houck, Brian Bayo, and Lucas Giolito. That does have the opportunity to be pretty damn good, but I look at the key relievers, Liam Hendricks, Aroldis Chapman, Whitlock, Slayton, Weisert. I think for the Red Sox, the bullpen could end up being a problem for them. They're going to have to address that. And then you've got, of course, the Tigers with Skubal, Flaherty, Reese Olson, Mize, Jackson Joe. So you're in good shape, really, in the American League. The surprise is that the Mariners were not even in the top 3. They came in at number 4 on this list. 3 National League teams, the Braves, the Phillies, and then the Dodgers were 3-2-1 in that order, Dodgers being number 1, which is annoying because they've got the best pitching staff and the best lineup in all of baseball. It's like, what the hell?
Things could get really good for us, though, if Tyler Mahle has a big year. Obviously, you're expecting great years from Evaldi and DeGrom. You could see Gray having a 13-14 win year, no problem. So, you know, I think everything is there for the taking for these Texas Rangers. And the only reason they're this low is just because of the age and injury concerns.
Josh Young talking about, my gosh, the beauty of this Rangers clubhouse. We knew it as soon as we got to go in there and see the guys and Eric's sitting on the couch and we're just chumming it up like seam heads do. Like, this just feels different. This is a different vibe. And, well, Josh Young catching up with Hannah Wing. Well, here he is.
It's time for a Cactus Chat. I'm here with Josh Young. Josh, first things first, this spring you are completely healthy. What has been the biggest benefit of getting those live in-game reps?
The importance of it is just get out there with the guys. You know, we got a new team, new lineup, and just getting prepared for the season, getting to build up and get to compete. I mean, last year I was sitting on the training table the whole time, so it's been fun to get out there and play with the boys.
A few weeks ago, you said that this group wants to make sure that 2023 wasn't a fluke. What about the guys in this clubhouse make you feel confident that it'll happen again in 2025?
Well, for one, everyone came in great shape. I think that was the biggest thing. You looked around the clubhouse and you're like, dang, everybody came in ready to go. You look at our lineup on paper, it's got some nasty potential. It's got good depth. And just to see everybody's work ethic so far, everyone's getting after it. The energy around the clubhouse just feels different. It feels intentional. It feels intense. And it's great.
When it comes to that intentionality and just bonding with other players in the clubhouse, this will be year four for you in the big leagues. So as a veteran now, what example do you hope to set for those younger guys in camp?
Hopefully that they just feel the energy. I'm trying to bring all the energy every day. Try to keep it light. Try to keep it fun as much as possible. And again, when it's time to be intentional and get after it, we get after it. But just having fun, having good conversations with guys, and honestly letting everybody know we care about them, regardless of what level they're at, etc. We're helping them grow in the game because one day they might be teammates.
Well, Josh, appreciate the time. Best of luck on the field and with Fortnite this spring.
Thank you.
He's a guy.
He is. He's a guy's guy.
He's feeling good about the just the overall chemistry, I think.
Yeah.
The hard work factor. I mean, how about him talking about everybody showing up looking good and in shape and not even acknowledging Jock Peterson's build? You know, like that's the type of teammate that Josh Young is.
Yeah. New to the clubhouse, probably, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
He's like, Jock, I don't really care. As long as you go out there and you keep hitting dingers.
Jimmy Jocks, man, they're going to be on
deck. Just make them happen.
I mean, talent's the most important thing, but I do think chemistry played a role in them winning the championship.
Oh, big time. That clubhouse, the vibes. There's no
momentum. Yes. The bits you have going on. And I think that stuff is important. When we ask CY about it, he says chemistry is at the top of our list of things we're looking for. So I don't think it's by any accident.
Okay. Speaking of CY, I was thinking about this. Obviously, we played the former Miami Marlins president, David Sampson's clip earlier in the week about the blame is really on the Rangers when it comes to the boob hats. And I like, the next time we have CY on, because he said this goes across the GM's desk.
He's not the GM now.
But like, do we have a boob hat question?
I think so. Absolutely.
For CY,
yeah. Did you green light this? You know, who ordered the code boob, if you will? Fair question.
Yeah. It feels like we learned something about the preferences.
Are you ashamed for putting such vulgarity on a hat for a family organization? Or do you wish that you would have just turned that thing pink and made it an October breast cancer awareness hat?
I don't have time for this.
I think you're going to get the fake chuckle and then the why the hell am I being asked this question. Yeah.
I think it'll be a better sport about it than Steven would.
Absolutely. Well, I think both would laugh.
Yeah,
and then be like,
that's a pretty,
CY would be more annoyed.
Covered a lot of ground there.
It's not just our guys we like now. Settle down.
We also like the Tatas.
We like to scout them out, baby. We like to scout.
You know the family and the Tatas.
Oh yeah, we like to, you know, America's sweethearts now. It's a lot of ways to skin a cat now, boys.
We got a good rapport with CY though.
I think
CY would try to lean into it and give us a good answer at least.
The funniest possible thing that we could do is have a boob question followed up a few questions later by a Walchuk, another boob question, as if it was the first boob question.
If you want to really take it off, I'm in.
We might lose the interview at that point.
Yeah, he'd be so pissed.
This is the last Monday I ever do anything with you guys.
That would be embarrassing, but I mean, I'm here for the bits.
Been a good run.
I think I'd be scared.
You're here for the Tigo bit.
If they're, if they're out of it in June, if they're completely out of it in June, July, then we need to come up
then
with
we can start doing bits.
Yeah, but we can't be harking back to boob hat questions in July.
You feel like the season fell apart when the boob hats came out.
Did it all hinge on that bad luck?
Did the boob hats hinge
Do you think
she
put them back on the shelf?
Was that the turning point?
Yeah. There you go.
Texas Rangers preview, courtesy of Jeff Passan. Why the season hinges on Jacob DeGrom. Well, just about everything went wrong for the Rangers last year in their quest to repeat. Perhaps the brightest spot came at the end of the year when DeGrom returned. The extracurricular.
Let me see it.
Extraterrestrial stuff remains. That's what it is. Extraterrestrial.
Alien-like.
It is, though, because that's what his arm is, alien-like.
That tequila squeezing you, bro.
Okay, Eric, take it. Is that extraterrestrial? Because it is. It is. I'm just saying.
No, yes, it is extraterrestrial. No,
yes, what is it?
He was going to go with curriculum, though. That's the funny part. It is extraterrestrial, though. You did nail that.
Which didn't make sense to me in the moment. And then I realized, okay, Jacob DeGrom's arm, alien-like. I see what Passan's doing here.
A little dyslexia on board, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I do have that.
It's understandable.
He's going to win the damn Cy Young.
There it is. There it is.
The best thing he heard all spring is Jack Leiter should be closing for the Rangers by May, scout said. Isn't this juicy? After watching the 24-year-old earlier this spring, Leiter is clearly a better version of himself than last year, adding a kick change and sinker this winter. He also gets allergic to the strike zone at times, which we've seen happen. Because of Mally's injury and Rocker's struggles, Leiter might wind up in the rotation, but as Texas enters the season without a defined closer, Leiter could find himself there if a solution doesn't present itself.
They're going to have to do some good confidence building between now and then.
Yeah.
In a high leverage save situation.
Yeah, like how would he bounce back if he blew a save?
Sweaty palms.
Yeah. You got to have cojones to do that.
I mean, the mentals have to be right.
Now, sometimes you send a guy out there and it just vibes with him better. Like, I got to be great for 8 minutes. I don't have to worry about 2 hours here, right?
Sure.
If I can get through three. So maybe scared guy can fire himself up to go out there and get the job done. And before his mind has a chance to start sabotaging him, it's over.
I feel like you have to ease him into that role, though, and go, like, you've got to be you've got to be a reliever for a while before you graduate to being a closer, because I can't imagine how much relief duty he's really done. He's been a dog.
Yeah, probably
done. So exactly. So then you're going to go from not only are you in the bullpen, but you're actually going now to be our closer.
Yeah.
I feel like that leap could take quite some time.
And I don't know. I think the fit might be better with Rocker because he hasn't been that on track to become a starter. He hasn't logged that many innings. Like, Leiter's going there. So if you take him off that schedule and moving him to a short reliever type of schedule, you're interrupting potentially his development and progress in becoming a starter. So, but I love that the Rangers have talented options and young guys that actually have potential. You know, we would go for decades covering the Rangers without three as good as what they got going now.
No question about that. CBS Sports had the teams from last year that are most likely to miss the playoffs. Houston made the cut. So did Cleveland and Kansas City as teams that made the postseason that are most likely to miss it. I don't think Kansas City is going to miss it. I think they're a team on the rise right now. But I could see Cleveland and Houston being two teams that don't get back in the American League. I think that's very, very possible.
Oh, for Houston's done. You kidding me? You know, what they've lost, it was a surprise they could even make the playoffs last year, Wolchuk, but the division was so bad, somebody had to do it.
The A's are already taking ticket deposits for a stadium that doesn't open until 2028, that hasn't even broken ground on being built.
Money.
Trying to get some cash flow going.
They put out a media release and sent this out there that the A's are going to be taking Las Vegas season ticket deposits starting last Friday.
It's a red flag.
What the hell are we doing, guys? What are we doing? Like,
this is like what Al Davis did to that, what was that place called? He was talking about moving the team, and they made him pay a $10 million deposit just to, like, say, you know, Irvindale.
Make it out to Al Davis.
Yeah, it was like, I think they were moving to Irvindale, and he says, well, I need a $10 million deposit, took the money, never even talked about moving the team there. Just kept the money.
Like a janky contractor.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's unreal.
It's a consultation fee. You've been rejected.
Yeah, $10 million later.
I'm brilliant. Woo! I'm a brilliant businessman.
Sure are,
you
man.
You guys are idiots.
The A's have hired ex-Raiders executive Mark Bedain as their new president for Pivotal Movement.
Who's this? Who did this?
Mark, yeah. The A's.
The A's hired this guy?
Yeah.
I thought he got fired from the Raiders.
Oh, he did. He's no longer with them.
Okay.
And so the A's decided, well, he's great for us.
Yeah.
So he's going to help. Now, he did help the relocation of the Raiders to Vegas. So he's got experience with this. Yeah. But the A's are hiring a guy that the Raiders, and he doesn't look trustworthy. If you look him up, Mark Bedain, he just has one of those smug faces that I think this guy's trying to pull one over.
I wish the N was silent there at the end. I thought his name was Bedain.
It's Mark Bedain. Rob Manfred's also reportedly pressuring Rays owner Stu Sternberg to sell the team, as they're no longer going to get a stadium. He's like, dude, we've got other people that are willing to bid and buy the Rays. You're doing a crap job. And honestly, he's right.
We should see more of this in sports. The Bengals, there's a number of teams, the guys that are owning it. You're not trying to compete. You don't want to invest in the team. You're looking for a handout. You haven't been able to connect with the community. It's time to start breaking these things up. Because you got a lot of rich people out there looking to get in on teams right now. It'd be a much better experience for the fans, Wolchuk.
100% it would. Final thing, Ronald Acuna Jr. expected to return in May from his knee surgery. So the game will get one of their best players back, hopefully, around May. He's eyeing specifically the game against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Thank you, buddy. We do have Rangers baseball coming up at 8 o'clock here on the Fan. Spring training action for you. Thought you'd appreciate it. Friday news dump coming up next, though, Chief. Where is it going?
We got a lot. We got Shams, we got Aaron Rodgers, and we got the craziest story of the week next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy. Happy Friday. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels, and here's the Chief with a Friday news dump for you.
Okay, we got a buttload of crap to get to right now here in the dump. We start with The Athletic. Diana Russini saying on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh that her gut is saying that Aaron Rodgers will end up with the Vikings.
Woof.
She's on Steelers radio, talking about what her gut is telling her about Aaron Rodgers,
and they're now celebrating in Pittsburgh.
I don't know, man. Well, I'm sure plenty of them are.
Their hosts are going, yes,
plenty of them are.
This is the weirdest story ever. You know, just the fact you're completing the Favre thing is crazy. The fact that Minnesota has J.J. McCarthy, the fact that Aaron Rodgers has been bad, it makes no sense to me.
You should be happy if you're in Pittsburgh.
Oh yes, you're ecstatic.
You should be.
Yeah,
you should be dodging.
Other than your wide receiver core, that's a crash out waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
That's true.
Pickens and DK,
yeah.
And Mason Rudolph letting it fly. Come on now, basketball. That's where we're headed. LeBron James with the groin expected to miss another week, according to Shams.
Luka's out too.
Luka is out tonight against Denver, dealing with his calf issues. So they're going to be whittled down. They got a handful of guys out. And speaking of all that, here's Shams talking about the night that the Luka news was breaking, and he obviously was the one to break the story. So listen to him talk about what that experience was like.
But I heard that there was conversations about a player. Like, okay, interesting. And I'm digging more and more. By person 2-3, I hear, you know, Hood Schifino's going to Utah. It's a 3-team trade. Markieff Morris going to Lakers too, and Maxi Kleber. And I'm like, I'm picking all these pieces apart. And I'm like, what's the trade? Like, what is going on here? And by the time I got to the fourth and fifth person, I got all the details of the trade. Made one more call. I'm like, I didn't even say on that call. I basically like, is this real? And the person's like, yeah, it's real.
Oh, man.
And obviously, my hands were shaking. You know, you had to make sure, like, every detail was right. You had to make sure there was no typo. And I just remember, like, my hands were trembling. I didn't have a graphic to go with it because it was so sudden. Like, you don't even have time to prep for it. It's not like you make a Luka Doncic graphic beforehand. You don't even know. And so by the time I heard about it to the time I put it out, probably 5 to 7 minutes went by. Five confirmed sources on it. And then after that, my phone was a mess. I had up to like 300 text messages.
I was gonna say, who'd you answer?
I answered five people, on phone calls. Text, I couldn't because it was just too many. Literally up to 300 messages. And everyone with the same message. Did you get hacked? Did you get hacked? Mm-hmm. Check your phone. You got hacked. Like, everyone had the same response. Like, people were like, are you okay? Did something happen? Who took your phone? Because everyone knows. I mean, I have my phone on me all the time.
So everybody thought he was getting ball sacked. He thought it was, I mean, his hands were shaking. Jeez. He was like, I got to get 5 sources on this before I feel comfortable actually running with it. And the idea that he didn't have a graphic, like you usually get the accompanying graphic with the tweet when there's breaking news. And I think that's part of the reason why people thought it was a ball sacking, because we're so accustomed to Shams breaking news with a graphic of the player. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get that on this one. Yeah. So it's just funny to hear him. He's just as surprised as we all were.
Yeah, totally surprised. Still makes absolutely zero sense. Still waiting for the piece of information to fall that's going to allow it to make some sort of a sense. But unfortunately, we're having to face the reality, as we're 6 weeks out now, that it was just a total misunderstanding of what a championship player looks like from your owner and GM. That's all it was.
Also, according to Shams, Steph Curry had a birthday party last night. Went till 3 a.m. The last three people to leave were Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy.
Oh, the three.
He said they're getting their camaraderie.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Playing cards to end the night. And you see how that looks right on the floor. You see these guys smiling. The vibes are immaculate in Golden State right now. Ugh. Got a bunch of veteran dudes feeling like, hey, one last ride. Let's go get this thing done.
I think they could pull it off in this NBA. I mean, let's be honest. Like, what's making a champion now would have been second round exit a decade ago. And even worse, many years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Like, these teams aren't good, you know? Boston got beat by the Golden State team without Jimmy 3 years ago. Hey, we're back, and now we're beating the Mavs. The Mavs are in the finals. You know, the best thing you have is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards-led teams. It's, you know, nothing against those superstars.
It was there.
The opportunity is there massively for anybody in the league right now. I think they finally got the parity where they want it, so everybody can feel like they have a shot.
Yeah, I think Golden State will be a real threat. Assuming they can maintain their health with those three guys, but they're playing some good basketball right
now. Looney's still out there getting the job done in the middle.
Yeah, and I think there's something too. Jimmy Butler not playing for a while with Miami, like the way that whole thing ended, he just stopped playing for like 6 to 8 weeks, and so he's fresher than he usually would be at this point.
Wear and tear, yeah.
Okay, I wanted to play this, college basketball. This is one of my favorite clips that I saw today. Rick Pitino cracking a joke on one of his players, and he was getting an IV or something, and so here's Pitino at the podium. Here's the interaction.
How much more dangerous does that make this team?
Well, Sadiku said he's getting a lot of fluids, IV fluids, before the game. While it's dark, he's getting IV fluids before the game, which helps the Ramadan. I asked the trainers and him, can we get something in the IV to help his defense? They said they're going to work on that.
Wow, bro.
Yeah, it's cold-blooded right there.
Put the vitamin D pack in there.
Yeah, man. Let him know.
He's got a guy that's on Ramadan right now, so he's getting more IVs than usual, and he's just completely roasting his player. I think that's pretty dang funny. Okay, now we have some other clips, Lucius, that I would like to tee up. These are some of my favorite clips over the last 7 days or so here in the G-Bag Nation. I think we should go chronologically, so we actually have to go back to last Thursday. There's an L.A. Ross, because this time next week we're going to be...
That's what that meant?
We're going to be live. We're going to be live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, just like we were last Thursday, having the time of our lives. And we had Lucius live with us there at Cold Beers, and he'll be with us on Friday as well. So maybe we'll get volume 2 of this particular interaction, but I thought it was worthy to relive it.
I didn't go back and listen to this, by the way.
Okay, good.
Damn.
It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Ross Lubinsky has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, everyone? How we doing?
Bro, that's not crazy?
I thought that was you right now, Ron, doing that.
Is that crazy right there? That's crazy.
Hey.
It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Ross Lubinsky has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, everyone? How we doing out there? All the way out awesome. In Euless.
Big lizard.
My Great. Goodness. All the way out Great. In the mid-cities. But thrilled to be here with y'all and just thrilled to be with G-Bag of the Day. So all Tolos will know we do this every day at 2:30 here during the G-Bag Nation. And as always, we start off with our winner from yesterday.
Wait, what's up? I don't want you to get too ahead of yourself there.
Oh, my bad.
Just slow down a little bit there, brother. I love the hell out of you, but I got strict instructions to make sure Lucius does his thing today.
I got the wagon from the old Bossarussis.
Ooh.
Okay.
Did I just create a word right there? The old Bossarussis?
Bossarussis. I like it.
It's all good, Ross. Let Lucius take it over.
Rejected by Ewing.
Not today. No.
No, no, no.
Coming the other way.
No.
All right. Our winner and champion of G back in the day.
That is honestly just as awkward reliving it now.
That's kind of uncomfortable for me.
It is.
That's my bad. I don't know why I thought we had to go back into the pimp cut. That's actually my bad.
You know? Oh, fair.
Yeah. I mean, there was obviously.
Ross was ready, though.
He was ready, man.
He was ready.
He was thrilled.
Hey.
With you guys. Thrilled to be with G-Bag in the day.
Hey.
What's up, Ross? Hey.
Crazy.
Hey.
Nuts, bro.
Well done.
That is so good. Ross is outstanding, and he was ready to execute. I mean, yeah, he was ready to stand and deliver.
He was ready.
Yeah, we'll see, man. Next Friday we'll be at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers once again. March Madness, all the TVs, all the coldies.
They have all the channels. Every time we ask for something, my man found the game.
He found the game.
I love that. I hate going to a bar and they're like, "Oh, something's on." I'm like, "What? It says sports bar on your name, bro."
Yeah.
They're a well-oiled machine. They really are.
Yes, they are. We got all the answers to the test.
Hey. Okay, let's go to Lucius, if you don't mind. We have a broadest clip in there from Monday. And I don't know if this was just like a random sort of Tourette's moment for broadest or what it was, but he said something that, we need to hear it again.
You ain't my real stepdad.
Oh.
You ain't my real stepdad. That was that T-shirt you were wearing.
Was that what that was?
Is it?
I thought he just randomly, unannounced, unprovoked, inexplicably just hit us with something very personal, taking a page out of Hayes' book, perhaps.
Stepdad. You stood up and asked me to read your T-shirt. That's what I did.
Hey, if you say so. I know Dawson stood up yesterday, and we played some of this during G-Bag of the Day, but this is the double down.
Is this when he came back?
Yeah.
I was going to put some M&M under it, bro.
What happened?
That would have been so good.
What happened?
Okay, here's what I love the most is just the transition from Cars for Kids right into doubling down on one of his all-time worst takes.
It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Listen, I'm just saying that I think men basically have worn a lot of purses probably since the beginning of civilization. Little messenger bags, little bags on the side as you're riding a horse, whether in Europe or in the American plains as a Native American. Those could be described as purses. At some point, our society decided only women are going to use purses. Men have to use briefcases, attaché cases, backpacks, or their pockets. It wasn't that long ago.
Why is he still potted up, Lucius?
I'll see you in Oxnard, sir. Good day, sir.
I have respect for our ancestors. I don't want to see them disrespected and humiliated and considered effeminate just because they were born in a different century. Okay? And I expect better from you. Here's the chief.
I expect better from you.
Gosh, that was impressive.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was a full, that was a full 30 plus minutes later. You know, it was just kind
of top of mind. Yeah. The text was firing on that topic last night.
Yeah, we poked the texters.
You
with
did
that
bring
one a
up some
bit.
Great points. Support your claim.
Thank you. And I was surprised I did that because I'm up for bashing on D Wade. You know, as much as the next guy.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why this came out of left field for me personally. You know, hearing that from you, but
got to keep you guessing.
I thought you were doing a bit.
No, I don't.
I did too.
I thought you were.
I was
doing
like, maybe he's taking the opposite side of the conversation.
Yeah, I thought you were just going at it,
just to make it feel alarmed. Because there's no way he's defending a man holding a purse with bamboo handles.
Yeah. I was speaking my truth.
Okay,
you know.
Hey, you know what? I can't. You're right.
Hey. Thanks for respecting that.
Yeah, hold on. Hey.
Oh, that's legendary. Ross Lubinsky. Okay, I have two of the craziest stories of the week. One I want to discuss a little bit. The first one, I just want to read the headline. Naked man named Wiener busted for indecent exposure after fleeing scene of car crash.
Is that a last name or a first name?
Generally, Wiener's a last name, right? I feel like that's
Wiener. Like Wiener. Anthony Wiener, that got caught up in the sexual scandal. Yeah. Fool's last name was Wiener.
Mm-hmm. Congressman.
Yeah, you got to launder money. You can't get caught up in that.
Come on, Wang. Do better.
We're going for a name change.
Yeah.
You know, like if we're the Wiener household.
Wiener's?
Yep.
Or the Wiener.
In two generations, nobody will be the wiser.
Sounds worse.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you'd rather be a Wiener.
I'd rather be a Wiener than a Wiener.
Cut the urge and just go by wine.
That's not bad.
Yeah, just shorten it. Isn't that the common thing? We're shortening last names.
We could
to make it more palatable.
Seems like that's it could be popular.
That's what
thing.
They did.
Wiener's one of the least palatable names out there.
I mean, but Wiener
easier,
more palatable
depending on who you ask.
You have to say
you have an opportunity here though to do something incredible though. You know, and put an amazing last name on it.
Put the Wiener on top.
Like our guy Six Killer, you know?
Yeah.
Six Killer, awesome man. Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
You know, like these before. Names.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you just make it the Hammers.
Hammer. Yeah, yeah last Hammer. Name Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Hammer. Bobby Hammer. Fred Hammer.
There you go.
Like porn actors.
Yeah, I know.
We say corn now.
Jack Hammer. Is that a name or a move?
You know, maybe you're a big cowboy fan and you just want to go with Staubach. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're changing the name. We're the Staubachs now.
It's just Smith.
Long life. Might do you some good in the real estate business.
Yeah.
Well, we also have the other story, which is just crazy. Missing Indiana woman found alive after being trapped in her car for 6 days. She wrecked.
It's pretty impressive.
Went off a little bit of a cliff, ended up in a ditch area.
In Indiana?
Yeah.
Wow.
And no one was able to locate where she was.
Yeah.
No one driving by because of the
could see her down
exactly.
There.
Yeah. So nobody could see that she was down there. She had all these injuries. She's got leg and wrist, like she was all busted up. Her phone was apparently wedged in some weird way to where she couldn't get it. And there was like a body, a little really disgusting looking body of water that like the nose of the car was sort of sitting in. Fortunately, she didn't fully submerge or anything like that, but she was able to basically, one of the ways she helped stay alive, she like would put her sweatshirt out into the water.
Oh,
and then suck the water out of the sweatshirt to like stay hydrated. But this water
is gross.
So she might have died from the water if not from the car wreck.
I was wondering about what type of nasty gut issues.
Microbes.
She had. I don't have any details on like what was the bathroom situation like in there. Like, is you're just stuck in there for 6 days.
Going on
how was she found?
Yeah. So she So she ends up. It's a good call. Actually, let me refresh myself. How was she?
How was exactly?
I mean, this is a crazy story in the dump. So she was shouting at cars when they would pass by, but obviously they couldn't hear her. There was a work vehicle. So there was another like work vehicle that was out there, the tractor, operating a tractor for a drainage company, happened to come across her wreck. And so he just called the police, like, hey, this is out
got
here.
A situation
and
down
then it
here.
Turns out it's the woman they've been looking for 6 days.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Did she bust through a guardrail or something, or just off the road? I mean,
a lot of those situations don't have guardrails.
She got stuck in a drainage ditch.
That's where she got stuck in, but I don't know if there was guardrails. I would presume there wasn't a guardrail.
Like, I would say if you're driving by, you're like, wow, that's kind of unusual, big old hole in the guardrail right there.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that would leave people speeding by.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To, like,
I was
catch
trying to,
their eye.
Yeah, like, yeah, if you were driving along, like, whoa, look, somebody might have gone through there.
That drives me crazy when there's not a high enough guardrail or a strong enough guardrail to actually stop a vehicle. You know, you're one bad turn from looking at that kind of a situation. Mm. Wow. I guess, you know, all is well that ends well. But that 6 days, whoo, must have been miserable.
6 days where you got broken bones.
Whew.
And I'm
imagining you're living your last days right here.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Like a future movie.
We got to run. We'll come back. Crosstalk with the fan after dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for in a Friday night in the Nation. Welcome back, Nation. We're now set to chat with the fan after dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday night on the fan. As they'll have 7 to 8, and then Rangers baseball is coming up at 8 o'clock. Man, should be awesome. Wolchuk just delivered all your Rangers news back there at the top of the hour. DeGrom already threw. He had a backfield outing today. He was damn good though. 3 innings, scoreless. It's time now to chat with Fred and Blake, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening, amigos and amigas. It got really dreary outside all of a sudden. I think when me and Fred walked in, it seemed like a regular day. I'm now looking outside. It's as if Nico started crying outside or something. It's just,
He's definitely responsible in one way or another.
Did you hear Fred's rant the other day about Nico?
Yeah, you're team Nico here. You think so that Fred Nico's has done a heel turn. Guy.
What happened?
It was a great rant.
Look, all I'm saying is this, and I've gone... look, there's so much to decompress on this and digest and divulge and whatever you want to talk. Divulge is not the right word, but just really dive into.
Debrief us on?
Debrief. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it this weekend. I am going to put everything, because, you know, I'm sure a few of us here got ADD, but I've got, you know, so many different ideas and thoughts about how this whole thing's playing out, and I don't want to sound like crazy conspiracy guy. All right, but all I'm going to tell
you. I know the feeling.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Think about it. Nobody's consistent when we talk about everybody that's involved with.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nobody, I like what you're doing.
Nico and DeMont aren't even on the same page as to how this went down. Okay. Uh-huh. You got Mark Cuban with that sad sack nonsense he said last, you know, that, oh, let's Channel 8, 10:30, can't wait to hear what Mark says. Should have got more. Really? That's what you said? That was what we waited to hear? Got to, you know, should have got more. Okay, thanks, Mark. There's something about this trade that hasn't smelled right since the jump. And as we get more information, we know even less about it than we did, 34 days
ago. And that press conference by DeMont is what sparked this monologue by Fred yesterday when he heard DeMont talking about it being long term and kind of the reason he made the trade and just not adding up. He's like,
I think,
and I'm speaking for Fred, I think that DeMont was more behind this and kind of pushed Nico to do it rather than Nico in the middle of the night turning into the worst GM.
I think Nico's the bag man. And last thing, and I said this yesterday, how does Nico go from being a great GM, okay, but pre-Luca, who raise your hands if you had a problem with Nico as a GM?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. One of the best GMs we thought in the NBA. Mm-hmm. All right. And then suddenly a guy who, oh, by the way, is the Mamba mentality, spent 20 years with Kobe, and then Luke, and then Nico woke up one day and said,
Two weeks after, he said Luka's our path to the championship.
I'm going
to
shoot your theory down here, because if DeMont tells him to do this, you get more than he got. You go out now and like, okay.
That's why the NBA is involved.
Okay, if you tell me I have to trade one of the top three players in basketball.
Yes.
I'm about to clean this thing up.
But that's why the NBA is involved too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's the third leg of my.
But the NBA would. Okay, you're saying the NBA told him to trade him to the Lakers.
I think the NBA.
Okay,
involved,
then the NBA needed to also tell the Lakers, you're giving these players up and you're giving these picks up. If we're gonna do this, we're not gonna make it one sided for Dallas.
Let's wait and see. I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Let's wait and see what this draft looks like. Let's see what happens with the draft.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
You're thinking Dallas might get the number one pick?
Well, let's just wait and find.
If Dallas gets the number one pick, I'm like I said, if the NBA is involved and they got to get the Lakers on the page and they got to get the Mavericks on the page.
But see, do they though? Because here's the other thing too. Here's the only reason why. Let me push back just real quick, because I don't know if you heard, and I'll send you the link. Matt Money Smith from LA.
Oh no,
right?
I love Matt. Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Matt, yeah.
So have you heard his thought on it?
I have not.
All right. See, look, everybody's getting it confused as to the whole, well, they're going to move the Mavs to the Vegas. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I've said that a long time ago.
Mavs ain't going anywhere. But think about it this way. It's a whole lot easier to get involved with the NBA and to become a franchise owner when you're already in the NBA. Okay? So doesn't it make a little more sense for them to be part owners of the Mavericks?
Sell the Mavs and be the the Lakers and go, or the, and go, Vegas. And
sell your portion because yeah. nobody's going to have a problem. I mean, come on. If you sold, I mean, what, the Mavs? Well, how long
people would rejoice if they sold.
I think the Adelson's money in Vegas and their connections would automatically get them the team without being owners for a previous team.
I don't disagree, but it sure makes it a whole lot easier when you're in the game. And because haven't they divested themselves of a lot of their Las Vegas interests? So I'm just saying there's too much here that doesn't make sense.
But if you're the league, you got to get the Lakers and the Mavs together, and you can't let one team get worked like they let the Mavericks.
Well, they also
if this is a league thing and they allow the Mavericks not to get the best possible deal out of that.
Yeah.
Now you got a real problem.
Of course, it hasn't helped that Anthony Davis gets hurt two quarters into this, right? This the look of how the Mavs might have been affected.
This is all personal. I think this is personal between Nico and Luka.
I think Nico hated Luka.
He hated him. I think he honestly hated this guy.
And I've just heard it from too many people.
Yeah.
But I like what you've been done.
I'm
here.
Just saying,
it's you're selling it, and I'm buying it.
You're doing a hell of a job.
I still think it comes down to Nico hating Luka, and it was a Nico thing.
Hey, we'll reward you with an hour long show tonight.
I like it.
Can two things be true?
That's a damn good take.
Can Nico have hated Luka but didn't want to trade him, and then Dumont was like, "Let's trade him"?
Okay, then again, then get the absolute best thing you can. For
that
him.
Part I don't think will ever make sense.
No,
every GM has came out and said if you'd have put Luka up for sale, you could have had our whole
absolutely.
Team.
Well,
the big work here is to save the Lakers so you can have a relevant TV record.
If we're going
to
save the Lakers, then
especially if it's Lakers-Celtics in the finals.
Yes. Got to be a two-way streak.
Yeah.
I wonder
what would be the payoff for the Mavericks because they haven't seen it yet.
Fred might be right. If somehow like your little 4% for the top pick earns up winning that thing,
that's it.
There's your payback right
I mean,
there.
What other favors could the league do? I don't think they can help you get gambling approved.
No, they can't. Yeah. And the whole gambling thing that doesn't make sense to me is Tillman Fertitta's been here. And if Tillman Fertitta hasn't pushed to get gambling done, what makes him think Adelson's going to come in here?
Well, real quick though, if it's a several billion dollar buy-in, maybe you only have to give half the money.
Maybe. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward to it.
1 hour. Here we go.
A 1 hour show. Then Rangers baseball coming up at 8. Thanks to Lucius and Woolchuck and Chiafalo and brought us till Monday at 2. You're going home with the nation. At ease.